Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing. Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me. For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Given to me.
Given to me.
For every valley.
For every valley.
You used to train.
For me.
Send me.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say,
not for your grace,
where would I be? Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
Sacrifice for me,
for every blessing
given
to me,
for every valley, you used to strengthen me. I don't deserve your love, your tender mercy.
Stop.
at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Will you open up your mouth and just thank him, amen? Will you shout glory, hallelujah. Come on, come on, let's enter in this morning with all faith, thanking God as he that has kept us, amen, and not ourselves. Come on, let's just thank him for remembering us on today and those in our family. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare on today, Psalm 95, as we come, hallelujah, praying a prayer of thanksgiving, giving our honor, praise, and glory to our Heavenly Father. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence, amen, with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods, amen. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, where he made it. And his hands form the dry land. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, amen. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, amen, the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice and just thank him. Come on, let's give it all over to God this morning. Give to the Lord, all families, other peoples, amen. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory. Do his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. So worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him. All the earth say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Amen. He shall judge the people righteously. Come on, let's give our Heavenly Father some praise this morning. Amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We enter in this morning with all faith, believing and trusting you for our mighty move in our life and the life of our families and loved ones, oh Lord. Oh, Father God, we come surrendering all over to you with only nothing. Oh, Lord, we come casting out our cares and fears and worries down, oh God, at your feet, oh God. And, Lord, we ask that you have your way, Lord God. We come trusting and believing you on today, oh God, for all things, oh God. Oh, Lord, work a miracle in us and for us, oh God. Oh, Lord, let healing come, oh God. Let healing spring forth, for you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Oh, Lord, heal our bodies, oh God. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every bone, every nerve, every tissue in our body, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, restore, oh God, everything that the enemy has taken from us, every bit of peace, every bit of our health, our strength, oh God. Hallelujah, our joy, oh God, our finances, our relationships, oh Lord. Let it be restored right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We take up the power and authority that you've given us, and we decree and declare all is well with us in our home. Oh, Lord, we give you honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, oh God. Lord, we don't take it for granted, oh God, knowing you have given it to us, oh God. Hallelujah to your name. Lord, we thank you that you remembered us on today and you waken our sleeping spirit. Amen. That we can be used by you, oh God. It is our heart's desire, oh God, to be used by you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name on today, oh God, that you would just show us, oh God, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, he caught by my shot. We come against every spirit that's operating us outside the Holy Spirit, and we command you to cease your work and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare this deliverance on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare the wicked one has no place in us. Lord, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you release the fullness of your Holy Spirit to flood the places vacated by the darkness in our minds, body, soul, and spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of all the people's minds, their body, soul, and spirit. Amen. That we pray for today. Amen. And we'll pray for in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please help.
Heavenly Father, fill us with your perfect love, joy, peace, of true power, charity, humility, forgiveness, faithfulness, goodness, of kindness, wholeness, wellness, of health, trust, self-control, a good self-image, discipline, obedience, of a sound mind, prosperity, order, relinquishment, acceptance of others, of ourselves and others. Amen. Free us right now from all fear, guilt, shame, and hurry, and all addictions. Fill us to overflow with the light in life. Amen. Of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that you will awaken our sleeping spirits and bring us into the light. Thank you, Lord God, that you will transform us by the renewing of our minds daily in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, that you will pour out your spirit on us and reveal your word to us. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you will give your angels charge over us in all our ways. We thank you, Lord God, that we believe in you, hallelujah, and from our innermost being shows, hallelujah, flow rivers of living waters. We thank you, Lord God, that you will direct our hearts into the love of God, amen, and the steadfast of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of love. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, open up the windows of heaven and pour out, hallelujah, and pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory on today, amen. We decree and declare victory over all areas of our life and those in our families, their lives right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of love. We decree and declare we are co-heirs in the kingdom of God, and we will not be denied. We will not take any substitutes or counterfeits, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you've given us the spirit of discerning, that we can discern that is evil and what is good, amen, what comes from you, oh God, and what does not, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of love. And we just want to say thank you on today. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Father God, we lift up the Green family, amen. We lift up the Washington family, the Manning family, the Mackin family, the Chicken family, the Jones family, the Lee family, the Northern family, oh God. We lift them up on today, the Shepherd family, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And all that we love and concerned about their families, we lift them up on today, oh God. We pray, oh God, Lord, of our comfort, that you would comfort us and those in our family, oh God. Oh, Lord, we call upon you, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace, oh God, that peace will come to our families and be still, amen. We pray for divine unity where the enemy has caused confusion and separation, oh Lord. Yet do it to come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we pray, oh God, for everyone in our family that are dealing with any type of sickness, of disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, of viruses known and unknown to men. Let healing spring forth, oh God. Send your word and we shall be healed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, restore the joy. Hallelujah. Restore the hope, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, that we will thirst after righteousness. That we will rise up, oh God, seeking you, amen. That we will seek you before we lay down, amen. That we will praise you all the day long, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, it's you, Father God, that has kept us and that keep on keeping us. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now and in the future, amen. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits of curses, hexes, vexes, entrapments, witchcraft, prayers, psychic prayers, and spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious for the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against the hallelujah, principalities and powers and rules of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. We claim our victory and faith, amen, through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree the path according to Job 22, verse 27 to 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And in his holy name, we just want to say thank you. We thank you that our sins are forgiven, that we'll wash, cleanse up, and made new by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let us receive a fresh release on today. Let us receive fresh joy, fresh revelation, fresh strength, oh God. Hallelujah, fresh, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Oh, Lord, first that we get out the land that we may live in peace here and be holy in your children, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, help us on today. Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem and all its people, oh God. Heal the land, oh God. Oh, Lord, bless every nation from nation, oh God, that we can be purged out of every nation, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, have your way. Saturate the atmosphere around and about us. Oh, Lord, we are your children, oh God. Let your hedge of protection be around us. Let there be no perforation or penetration through these hedges of protection. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that all is well because we walk by faith and not by sight, nor Lord, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, we ask that you go before us this day, oh God, preparing the way, oh God. It can't be a war and angels around us, oh God. Be our God and our river, God. Amen. Oh Lord, uproot every wicked way of the evil one. Amen. Every attack of the enemy is tentacles, oh God. Let it be destroyed and removed out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we will not experience any such attack from the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, that we are in position today because you have called us by name. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We speak life and not death. Amen. We speak blessing and not cursing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we're going up and not down. Amen. Hallelujah. That we're increasing in God's goodness, God's favor. Amen. God's blessing, God's way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and God's word, and we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. That anything that's of the enemy, we decree and declare decrease to nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are the comfortable child. We thank you, Lord God, for this deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, that we're humbling that you remove every spiritual blindness and every spiritual deafness, every spiritual ignorance right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we operate, hallelujah, in the spirit of holiness, because your word says, oh God, for you are holy, that we shall be holy as well. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, help us, oh God, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, as we enter in this day, oh God, oh Lord, to receive your word, oh God, open up our understanding of scripture, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we become doers of your word, amen. Hallelujah. Not being deceived by the works of the enemy, amen, or the subtle attacks of the enemy, amen. That we will not give our gates, and we will guard our gates, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will not be overtaken by the enemy, amen, but we will overtake the enemy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank him. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that eyes have not seen or ears have heard or entered into the hearts of men the plans that you have for us, your children. And we just want to say thank you, because we know it's good, because all good things coming from you, oh God. Hallelujah. Your word says that you will not withhold any good thing from your children, and we are your children. And we just want to say thank you, that we can decree and declare according to your word, that we're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. That we will not be denied. Amen. That we'll co-heirs to the kingdom of God. Amen. We are the righteousness of God, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath it. We don't want anyone anything but to love them. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. God Almighty, Holy One, you are Lord of Lord, King of Kings. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the author and the finish of our faith. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Shabbat, but share. Lord, help on today. Oh, Lord, give us new tongues to speak, oh God, new eyes to see, new ears to hear. Hallelujah. Lord, use, oh God, our hands belong to you. Oh, Lord, have our feet. We shall go where you send us to go. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we pray for the man of battle today that will be bringing the word forth of God, touch his mouth. Oh, Lord, fill him with our Holy Spirit, that we can speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That no one will be able to deny it. It's you, oh God, that is speaking to your children. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare you to be there on the head of our life and the lifter of our heads. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it's you that leads us down the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, touch and heal right now. Touch our hearts, oh God. Oh, Lord, he come by my shot. Lord, he come at it. My Lord, we thank you. Touch our hearts right now. Touch our hearts right now, oh God. Creating us a clean heart, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we may receive, amen, hallelujah. But the Bible says, we ask anything you will, you said, Lord Jesus, and we ask anything in your name, amen, hallelujah. That will you shall do, amen. That God shall do, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we come asking in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And by faith we believe that it is done according to thy will, Lord. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, I. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name on today. Oh, Lord, bless us in our going and coming on today. And those in our family, oh God. Oh, Lord, bless us, oh God, hallelujah. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no pictures, no pullovers, no accidents, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we put on us the full armor of God right now, amen. Hallelujah. We tell you, we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way. We take the sword of the spirit and we use it against all the forces of hell, amen. And we decree and declare victory over the enemy. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation that we or those in our family may enter in on today, amen. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, the place of everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord, hallelujah. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name, Father God. And we just want to say thank you for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We decree and declare all is well with us. It's, hallelujah, it's turned around. Hallelujah, it's turned around for us. And breakthrough is here. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Healing is here. Deliverance is here. And we receive it. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Because he's worthy, he's worthy. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in whatever it is. Amen. I don't care what it was when you got on this, before you got on the phone this morning, before you got on the line this morning. I don't care what it is. Hallelujah. What they said, what they didn't say, what they did, or what they didn't do. Amen. Come on and receive from our heavenly Father. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on right now so you can receive it. Hallelujah, just believe it and receive it right now. Make a decision on today, amen. I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm not turning back. I don't care what the enemy trying to say, what he's trying to speak or do, who he trying to use or don't use. I decree and declare, hallelujah, I am saved by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that he did it all. We thank you, Lord God, for the finished work, amen. Hallelujah, that you left nothing undone, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank God on this morning. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome this Sunday, this new month of April the 2nd, 2023. We thank God to be able to be in position this Sunday. Hallelujah. We have overcome so many attacks of the enemy. Amen. Still pressing in and pressing through. Amen. Some of us have been dealing with things in our body, our health, our relationships. Hallelujah. Even with his mind itself. Amen. Just so many things with our children and family members, work, our businesses. But we thank God we are overcomers. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to remember who you are. Amen. You're an overcomer. Amen. You're victorious. You're attained. You're blessed. You're favored by God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every situation here on earth for us is temporary. We have a place, amen, that is prepared for us in heaven. Hallelujah. So today, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm excited to be on the line on today. We welcome you here. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. With senior pastor and pastor
Dorsey Manning.
And Apostle Tawanika Manning, our minister on the Rochester, Minister Lauren Green out in Illinois. Amen. We welcome everyone in Louisiana, Mississippi, Dallas, amen, Chicago, Illinois area, everyone in Illinois, everyone in New York, New Jersey, amen. We welcome you, amen. Florida, we welcome you. Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, we welcome you on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Those that are overseas, we welcome you. We welcome you with the love of Christ. If this is your first time here with us in Sunday service, we would like to welcome you. Me and my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning, we like to welcome you, pray for you, and pray with you. Lord, there's power in agreement. If you would press 1 at this time, if you're logged on to the website, if you're able to log, if you're able to call in to the church line, please do so at 845-277-9213. We would like to welcome you as well and pray for you and pray with you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, knowing and believing and trusting God for a mighty move in our lives, in your life. Amen. Again, if it's your first time with us here in Sunday service, we welcome you. And we just want to encourage you on today. Hallelujah. To continue to seek God more.
Hallelujah. To believe God is able to do it. Amen. And that he loves you. And it's nothing that you can do about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome. At this time, we're going to have a song selection from our brother Joe Washington out of New York, New York. It is Sunday morning. It's his first Sunday, so we will partake in communion. So if you can prepare those elements that you'll be needed, your bread, your water, your cracker, your wine, whatever you have committed to being for communion, please grab those items. After Brother Joe Washington blesses us in songs, we will partake in communion. So just prepare yourself. Amen. Good morning. God bless you, Brother Joe Washington.
Yes, good morning. I'm so glad to be back with y'all today. God has been so good to me and my family. I'm sure he's been good to all the other family. All you got to do is just ask, and he will give. He might not come when we want him, but he's always on time. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. You know, I'm not worried about a thing. Shine on me. Whoa, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse still shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse still shine on me. Whoa, shine on me. Whoa, shine on me. Let the light from the house still shine on me. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you so much, Uncle Joe, here for blessing us with this beautiful song. One of the most important things that we can ever say to God is, I need you, Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
May God keep you in every single area of your life. You know, may you be blessed to the fullness of God's love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes,
amen.
God. At this time, we're going to partake in communion. Hallelujah. Amen. And I pray you all have those, your elements to partake in communion. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, Jesus reclined at the table and the apostles with him. He said to them, I earnestly wanted to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he said, take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes. And when he had taken bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. Let us pray.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for being a finished work in our lives. Because of what you have already accomplished, Father, we're able to be here today decreeing and declaring that all is well with us. Every single thing on the inside is well. Every single outer thing is well in the mighty name of Jesus. We are well because you are well. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses, Lord, and cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities, and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we can now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for loving us. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, Lord, and so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, Lord, by your stripes and your stripes alone, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing us. Can I take this piece of bread, Lord? Your body in remembrance of you. You may eat, church. Hallelujah. Your word says that in 1 Corinthians, that after supper, the Jesus that you took the cup, and you said to your disciples, this is the cup of the New Testament shed for you. Oh, how we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Oh, how we thank you, Lord, because we recognize that your blood is our atonement. For your blood, it justifies us in the mighty name of Jesus. Your blood sanctifies us, redeems us, and cleanses us, and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities and all of our transgressions and trespasses. Your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And we take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you, Lord. You may drink it. For it's in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Nazareth, that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And the whole church do say amen. And amen again. What can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Each and every day of your life, church. Remember, if you don't remember anything else, remember that God loves you. He loves you and you are covered by his blood. So that means that you are all right. Hallelujah. You are all right. Amen.
Hallelujah. At this time we have song selection and we'll be back for the preach with and our minister, Lauren Green. Hallelujah. Stay with us.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. All the blood that gives me strength from day to day.
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately, the boy was cured.
Amen. Amen. Well, we have made it, everyone, here to the message part of Sunday service this morning. I am so grateful to be right here with each and every one of you, but even more grateful to be here in the presence of the Lord. I would like for everyone who is here this morning to help me to welcome this anointed man of God. Every single time that I speak with him, he always has praise in his mouth. No matter what the situation is, he always acknowledges God's presence. He reminds me of David always having praise in his mouth. Amen. Help me to welcome this anointed man of God, our very own Minister Learn Green.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Minister Learn.
God bless you.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Brother. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that warm introduction. Amen. I'm just overjoyed today, amen, even with the word of God that God
yes.
has gave me. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
This word that God has given me this morning, he gave me right at the end of December, not knowing that I would have to walk all the way through this word. Amen. We come from James, the first chapter, the first and the second verse. The book of James, the first chapter, the first and second verse.
Amen.
And it says, this is the NIV Bible, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever
yes.
you face trials, of many kinds. Amen. And we're gonna talk a little bit this morning about the joy of the Lord. The joy
Amen.
Of the Lord is the topic, and for a subtopic, trouble don't last always.
Amen.
Trouble don't last always. The writer of this letter is James, a leader of the church in Jerusalem. James
uh-huh.
was not an apostle, but James the brother of
yes.
Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And it is said that James didn't become a believer until after Jesus was resurrected and ascended. The
mm-hmm.
book of James was one of the earliest epistles written, A.D.
Mm-hmm.
49. It was written after... Some people call it Stephen or Stephen, but Stephen was martyred. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was saying that at that time, persecution increased, and the Christians in Jerusalem were scattered throughout the Roman world.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes
yeah.
in the midst of trouble, God comes in and he works his will. Amen. In his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By
yeah.
them being scattered throughout Jerusalem, they continued to spread the gospel. They broke bread, preaching and teaching in the different houses. Amen. That's over. You will find that in Acts, where the Christians had
yeah.
spread it throughout, amen, throughout the Roman world, because these early believers did not have the support of established Christian churches. James wrote to them as a concerned leader to encourage them in their faith during that difficult time. The word temptation, as used here, refers to trials or testing. It does not mean enticement to do evil. While God tests us, he never provokes us to sin. Amen. And if you will go down to James 12, and it says, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil. Amen. God is holy. God is all righteous. God is omnipotent. Nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when we are dragged away by their own evil desire and entice. Amen. So what we are saying here is that God does not tempt us, but he allows our faith. Amen. Our faith to be tested. We're going to talk a little bit about the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Trouble don't last always. Amen. You're going to have some mountains and some valleys. You're going to have some trials. But God will bring you out. Amen. This is the thing. This is the thing we got to remember. If you notice in Psalms 23, when David wrote, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the shadows of death. It means the death didn't overtake him, but he experienced even just the shadows. Yeah. But he was saying that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Amen. So that doesn't mean that in the middle of our trials and in the middle of our testing that we unpack and stay in the valley, but we walk through the valley. God is going to bring you out. Amen. Watch your joy level. Watch your joy level. Like gas in the car. Amen. Unless you got a hybrid, but they say you fill up every 500 miles. Like gas in the car. When the car gets low, you put more in. Amen. When your spirit gets low, amen, it's going to happen. When your spirit gets low, just say to the Lord, I need your joy.
Yeah.
Joy is one of the fruits of the spirit found in Galatians 5:22. And when you allow the Holy Spirit to come in and when you begin to meditate on scripture, this is the reason why scripture is so important. You have to know the word of God or get the scripture, get that scripture, like I always say, on that situation so joy can manifest. Now, sometimes we are in a situation where we can't pull out our Bibles, but you can pray and begin to think on maybe your favorite scripture that gives you joy, amen, and meditate on that until you can get to the other part of the Bible, amen. But what I'm trying to say is that allow the Holy Spirit to work and give you your joy. And sometimes the Holy Spirit allows you to think of something funny. Amen. I've had it happen. Think of something funny, you go to laughing. And your joy level shoots up. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Or he allows somebody to bless you. Amen. With an encouraging word. That allows your joy to come up. Amen. And the reason why I want to talk about joy today is because when your joy is full, then faith will begin to manifest. Joy and faith work hand in hand. When your joy is full, and when your joy, when you have a spirit of gratitude and love for God, your faith comes up, and that pleases God. That pleases God. So when your joy level comes up, then your faith comes to the surface. Amen. Like it should. At a high level. And then God can move. God can move. God can work. You can be in a dark situation. You say, but Lord, I know you're going to bring me out. Amen. And when you start talking like that, and when you start thinking back of, well, Lord, you brought me through this, and Lord, you brought me through that, I know you can bring me out. And when you start talking like that, the Holy Spirit can move. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Nehemiah 8:10 talks about the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's found in Nehemiah 8:10.
Yeah.
God will give you this joy freely. Amen. You can have it. Amen. And then freely as you receive, just like the word, freely as you receive, freely give. One of the reasons why we want our joy to be full is because if your joy is full, you can help somebody. It'll bubble over into somebody else. Mm-hmm. That's what we want. Amen. We want it to bubble over and bless somebody else. Amen. The Holy Spirit. Amen. If you are sick in your body, believe God for your healing. Amen. Psalms 121, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Look up. Keep looking up. Keep looking up.
Amen.
Amen. If you're at the bottom, amen. If you're on your back and there's no other place to go, if you look up, there's no other place to go but up. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Amen. From which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which have made heaven and earth. If you have lost a loved one, amen, I experienced this recently. If you have lost a loved one, yes, they will be missed. If they have accepted Christ as their personal Savior, then you can be at peace and have joy because it's a home going. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
They're with the Lord. Yeah. Amen. They're with God.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Loss of a job. Amen. If you have loss of a job, know that God has something better. Amen. When one door closed, another one opened up. Amen.
Right.
I experienced it some years ago. I had got laid off of a job on a Friday with the church that Sunday.
Yeah.
Put the last money I had in church. And somebody got up and made an announcement and said that there's a job fair up the street. Went to the job fair on Monday. Monday afternoon, I had another job.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Can work like that. Amen. So if you lose a job, I'm here to tell you today, I've experienced it personally a couple of times. If you have lost a job, don't be discouraged. Know that God got something better.
Amen.
Broken relationships. Amen. Broken relationships. When you start getting blessed, friends will turn their back on you. But I want to tell you that you can have joy because God will put people in your life to be a blessing to you. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
If it didn't happen, if it didn't happen in 22, I want you to know that it will happen in 23. Free in 23. Amen. That's my motto this year. Free in 23. Have faith and joy. Sometimes, sometimes the joy of the Lord, amen, the joy of the Lord will bubble over like we talked about earlier. Amen. Pages stuck together. Will bubble over out of your spirit. Amen. John 7:38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen.
Yeah,
the Holy Spirit
amen.
Come up out of your spirit, in your belly. They said the innermost being is in the belly. Out of your belly, Jesus said, will flow rivers of living water. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Then there are times when the spirit will burn like fire. Amen. Psalm 16:11, in thy presence is fullness of joy. Amen. I've experienced it, amen, several times, and even recently. Well, the Holy Spirit feels like a fire. Amen. That's that anointing. Amen. You want that fire in your belly every once in a while. You want that fire to burn. I heard a songwriter said I wouldn't have a religion. I couldn't feel sometime. In his presence is fullness of joy. You can have the joy of the Lord in the midst of your trial.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Don't stay in a place of helplessness. Don't stay in a place of hopelessness or helpless. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Don't stay in that place. That'll rob you of your joy. You can have joy because, you know, God is going to bring you out. Stand on his word. Get the word on that situation.
Yeah.
Amen. And then stand on it.
Amen.
Know that every test and trial, there's revelation. Your trials only come to make you strong. Amen.
Right.
Not only did James know about trials, but there was another person that knew about trials. That was Paul. Paul was three times shipwrecked, twice beaten with stripes, then put in prison. Amen.
Yeah.
And as we look back, God allowed him to go through those different testings so he would be put in prison. And he wrote a big part of the New Testament, these epistles, and these letters to the churches.
Mm-hmm.
God has a plan. God has a plan.
Right.
James 1:12, blessed is a man that endure temptation.
Mm.
But when he has tried, he shall receive the crown of life. Amen. Everything that you go through, know that God got a blessing.
Uh-huh.
God got a blessing for you. Amen. When you are tried and the crown of life. The crown of life in this life is when God brings you out and blesses you through your test and through your trial. The crown of life. Amen.
Yeah.
And when we go to be with the Lord, God got every time you go through and you say, Lord, well, I'm being persecuted. That's another star on your crown. Lord, I'm being lied on. That's another star on your crown. Lord, I'm being dejected. That's another star on your crown. Amen.
Amen.
If you are in the middle of grief over a loved one, it happens. Amen. Psalms 126:5, they that sow in tears shall reap joy. Psalms 30:5, his anger endure but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Your night might be 24 hours. Your night might be 6 months. But I've come to tell you today that just as sure as there is a night, the morning got to come. God is going to bring you out. Watch them kill doors.
The things
that try to kill your door. You can have joy when God answers your prayer. I don't know about you, but it's something about when God answers your prayer that allows you to be able to rejoice and give God praise. Joy when God brings you out. God will turn your sorrow into joy. You can have joy when they lie on you. Joy in the midnight hour.
Amen.
Matthew 5, it said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you.
Yeah.
And shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Amen.
Thank you.
When praises go up, blessings come down.
Yes.
When praises go up, healing comes down.
When praises go
up, miracles come down. When praises go up, deliverance come down. I don't know about you, but no more defeat. only victory.
Amen. That's right.
Romans 8:37, it says, they in all these things,
uh-huh.
we are more than conquerors.
That's right.
We are more than conquerors.
Yeah.
Nothing can take my joy. Amen. The songwriter said, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away. That doesn't mean you won't feel discouraged sometimes. But
pray and your joy
will come back. If you keep walking in joy, then your faith will come to the surface.
Hallelujah.
And faith pleases. I don't know about you,
hallelujah.
But I want to please God. In Hebrews 11:6, it says that without faith, it is impossible to please him. Because that comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of them that earnestly seek him. God will reward you for seeking him. God will reward you for spending time with him. God will reward you for praising him.
Amen.
As I get ready to approach a close, 2 Corinthians 4:7-8, it says, but we have this treasure in jars, of clay, to show that this is all surpassing power. It's from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. If you go down to that 16th verse in the same chapter, it says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Though our we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Therefore, since we are surrounded with such great a cloud of witnesses, that's Hebrews 12:1. Let us that hinders and sin so easily entangles us, let us put it aside. And let us run with patience the race marked for us, fixing on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy, here it is, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, discouraging his shame, and is set down at the right-hand throne of God. Jesus is our example. Jesus came down from 40 in two generations. And they tell me that Jesus, when he came here, he healed the sick. He raised the dead. He healed the leper. Gave sight unto the blind. And they tell me that on that day, they waved their palm and said, Hosanna. But then, some kind of way, within that space of time, within 2 to 3 days, they turned around and said, people that yelled, Hosanna, Hosanna, turned around and said, crucify him. Can I hear a witness?
They asked him, he said,
should we release Barabbas? Or should we release Jesus? They said, release Barabbas, they crucified Jesus. Jesus didn't hurt nobody. Jesus is our suffering Savior. And they tell me that they marched him from judgment hall to judgment hall. And Pilate said, I find no fault in it. And they tell me that they wrapped him in purple linen and mocked him, put a crown of thorns on his head, beat him with a whip, And they tell me that they scourged him, But Jesus did all that for you and for me. Jesus had to carry his cross. And they tell me that when Jesus was walking with that cross, he fell down on his knee. And Simon Cyrene was there, and they said, must Jesus bear the cross alone? And all the world go free. No, there is a cross for everyone. But there is a cross for me. They tell me that they hung him up and stretched him wide. So wide you can't go around him. So high you can't go over him. And when Jesus was on the cross between two thieves, one of the thieves said, if you be Christ, come down, save yourself and save me. And the other one said, Master, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. Jesus looked at him and said, this day thou shalt be in paradise. I don't know about you, but Jesus stopped for dying to help somebody. And they tell me that Jesus dropped his hand in the locks of his shoulders and said, it is finished. It is finished. The work is finished. Your healing is finished. Your deliverance is finished. And they tell me, and they took him from the cross and laid him in a borrowed tomb. It was a borrowed tomb because he wasn't going to need it long. And he stayed there, and on the third day, he got up out the grave with all power, all power, power in his hand.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Power over sickness, power over death, power over your problem. Amen. I'm done.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank
we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that it is finished. That you left nothing undone, oh Lord.
Oh, thank you.
Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would, oh Lord, restore, hallelujah, your son on today, every virtue that left his body. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you touch him in a mighty way that he not know his love, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, that he may receive on today and know it is you, Father God, amen. Fill him with, oh God, this temple of yours with as much a kind of glory as possible. Let your glory be seen upon him right now, amen, and all that's in Sunday service on today, that we're here to hear, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord God, we want to be a doer of your word, amen, that we'll be a part of the finished work, amen. We declare and declare without faith that we are a part of the finished work because we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that it is done, that it is finished, amen. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah to your name, God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. The doors of the church is open.
Amen, amen. There may be one here today. You have never prayed the prayer of salvation before. You are here today. And you know that God has been calling you and calling you and calling you, and you've just been putting it off, putting it off. But today, you making that decision today.
Yes,
to give your life over Christ. Will you press one today?
Yes, sir.
Will you press one?
Yes,
the most important thing that you can ever do in your life is give your life over to Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
If you are here today for any other reason, for any other reason, will you press one?
Yes.
See, God has made it a way so we can come and talk to him and come and ask him for those things, those desires of our hearts. See, this is the will of God. For us to come through him for those desires of our heart. Will you press one today? Whatever your heart desires.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Not coming to Pastor Town, even I, Minister Learn Green, but bringing what you have here to the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Will you press one today?
Right now.
Everybody needs prayer. Everybody needs prayer. See, when you pray about things, see, this is where your faith is activated. Hallelujah. Believing and trusting in God for that, what you're praying about. Hallelujah. Thank you. Will you press one? if you are looking for a church home and you believe that this is the church for you, Apostle Thomas Eagan and I and Minister Lauren Green, we would love to just lead you to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need you just as much as you need us. If God is speaking to you and he's saying that, hey, go over there and be a part of this church, will you press one today?
Okay.
If you are online and, you know, you're streaming live, you know, you still have the opportunity. Call in at 845-277-9213. Then press 1. We'll open up your line and let us know what it is that you, what is your prayer petition, if you have something that you want to pray about today, if you want to give your life over to Christ, even if you want to rededicate your life over to Christ. Hallelujah. See, we serve a merciful God.
Yes.
We serve a gracious God.
Yes.
A God of chance after chance and second chance. Because we are living right now, hallelujah, we are living in the age of grace right here in the land of the living.
Yes.
That means that it is still time.
Amen.
See, there's nothing that you have done, and there's nothing that you could do, hallelujah, to be able to earn anything. God already gave it to you because he loves you.
Amen.
Will you come today?
Yes, Lord.
We bless you, Minister Lauren Green, you know, for this message that God had put in your heart. Trouble don't last always.
Amen.
I thank you. That brother said, you know, God was showing him this in December. That means that it was something that he had to experience all on his own. Hallelujah. Be able to preach a word like that. See, that ain't a word that you can just preach just by hearing somebody. See, he had to be able to experience God all on his own. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord, for using this brother like that. Hallelujah. I received that message. Trouble don't last always. Hallelujah. Because we got a God that sits on the throne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Making intercession for you and I. Hallelujah. So he didn't just leave us alone, and we thank you. Thank you. Father God, we thank you for every single opportunity that you give to us each and every day of our lives, every single time that we wake up in the morning with new mercies and new grace. See, this is a reason to give you thanks. This is a reason to give you glory. Hallelujah. This is the reason why we lift up these holy hands without doubt and without fear and without wrath, praising you because of who you are in our life. You are our God, and we trust you. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you. We thank you, Lord, that when we go through trials and tribulations, it's not for us to be destroyed. It's for us to be edified. It's the building of the genuineness of our faith, just like gold being tried in the fire. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that every single trial that we go through, that you bring us out all right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every single tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we shall show to be in the wrong. Because you are our God. You said, great is the peace of my children, because they are taught of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you find it so fit to teach us, hallelujah, to stand in victory. Victory because you have already won the battle. Hallelujah. You have already defeated Satan. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We plead the blood of Christ Jesus over each and every one that is here today.
Amen.
And even those that had a desire to come but could not come. We plead the blood of Christ Jesus because we are your body. Hallelujah. And you are our God, and we are covered and protected. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we say all is well. All is well, church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It is in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. Hallelujah. And the whole church do say amen.
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 Hallelujah.
My Lord, my Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
So worthy to be
yes,
praised.
God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The joy of the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Trouble don't last long.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We thank God.
Well, that's good to know.
We thank God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That we have the joy of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
which is our strength. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He leads us and guides us.
Oh,
keeps
word.
Us, protects hey. Us. Amen. Heals us. Amen. In the name
yeah.
of Jesus. Amen. We thank God for the word that went forth on today.
Yeah.
Amen. At this time, we're going to have our tithes and offerings. Mm-hmm. If you have those on today and you've been listening, so we definitely want this the chance for everybody to be able to participate in the gift of giving. Amen.
Yeah.
Those who've already sent in, we have prayed and we have blessed us to have an offering, and we do ask God to give the increase, amen, and trust in God for the increase.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us pray our tithes and offering.
Yeah.
If you have Cash App, you send those to Pastor Chantel.
Mm-hmm.
If you have Zelle, it would be 832-989-3649.
Yeah.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for, Lord, you have blessed us to be a blessing. As you, Father God, has said that you give seed to the soil, amen,
mm-hmm.
that we may sow and reap a great harvest of your goodness here
yeah.
on earth. Dear Jesus Christ, make us an emissary for your kingdom on our tithes and offering, and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity, to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of the Spirit, kids, generous heart, and we give them a cheerful heart on today. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Today is Sunday, April the 2nd, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to the Most High God. We're still here. God is steady keeping us. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why is that? So we have a time, amen, to be reconciled to God. He's given us the time, amen, to repent, amen, and to turn to him, amen, and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. No man knows the hour or the time that he will come back, but while we still have time that God has given us, hallelujah, and those who have not made a decision, hallelujah, to give their life over to Christ and to follow him, we thank God for his mercy and grace that are new every morning.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
We don't take anything for granted.
Right.
I'm truly grateful, church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm truly grateful to be here. Amen. And to have my family. Truly, truly grateful. And for you as well. Amen. Our announcements today. Hallelujah. Here we are, the Gospel Public Ministries, where our senior pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning,
mm-hmm.
Apostle Tawanika Manning, Minister Lauren Green, on the roster here. We're in Houston, Texas, amen. And we just thank God for you. Our announcement today is Monday at 6 a.m. We have our intercessory prayer. Monday at 6 a.m. here on the church line at 845-277-9213. Please join us. Amen. It is such a glorious time. Amen. It's a powerful time, a miracle time, when we can come together, touching and agreeing for a mighty move, bombarding heaven. Amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. On Wednesday nights, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. We do encourage you all to come on to Bible study. Amen, a time of learning, a time that we can really break down the Word. Amen, the Word of God. Amen, and have a time of being able to ask those questions. You may not understand or address any concerns that you may have because of lack of understanding. The Bible says my people perish because of lack of knowledge. And it was because of the priests did not give them that knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
Did not preach or teach them the right way. But we want to have that time that God has given us on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So please join us at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here at 845-277-9213. Amen. And Sundays, of course, at our 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. service. Remember, minister training is coming up this month. We've been talking about it since last year, and we're excited that it's approaching here on April 20th. You should receive your flyer of minister training beginning up on April 20th at 7 p.m. Those flyers did go out to your phone number, so you should have received that via text. Amen. God bless you. We want to wish everyone a celebrating a birthday this month of April. I'm sorry, it's April. This month of April,
brand new month.
This month of April, we want to wish you all a happy birthday,
mm-hmm.
a blessed birthday, that God will increase you in his goodness and favor, and may the joy of the Lord continue to be your strength. pray that God will bless your long life, amen. In the goodness of the Lord, we decree and declare shall follow you all the days of your blessed life, amen. Yes. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name we bless you, and we celebrate you, amen. Yes. To God be the glory, amen and amen. We actually, we want to acknowledge that we're celebrating their wedding anniversary this month of April. Mm-hmm. Happy anniversary. Yes. We pray the peace of God for you and your marriage. Amen. That God would increase you in his favor. Hallelujah for your marriage and the joy of the Lord for your marriage and the blessing of the Lord. We pray that the blessing of the Lord would just run you all down and take you over. We pray long life, that you all will be together for a long life, not living life without each other. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and that God is able to do it. And we just pray that God will continue to strengthen your bond, your union. Amen. And hallelujah, always keeping him in the center, keeping your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah, that he will keep you in perfect peace mm-hmm. in your marriage. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. And we pray all this by faith in Jesus Christ's mighty name. For God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That does conclude our announcements for today, April the 2nd, 2023. We'll hear next Sunday. It's Easter Sunday. Amen. I do believe we're going to have a little something special on Easter Sunday. Don't know what it is. But it's Easter Sunday. I'm sure Pastor Manny and myself will have something special Easter Sunday. He has risen. Amen. He has risen. Death could not hold him down. Amen. He has risen. He beat it on death. Amen. Hallelujah. When the enemy thought he had did it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Jesus. Amen. How he rose again on the third day. He had work to do and it's finished. Amen. So we're excited about it. Join us. Invite someone to log in. Tell me you ain't got to drive nowhere. Just call. If you can't get on your phone, we're going to merge you in. We're going to three-way you in. Amen. So join us here next Sunday. We're excited about it. If you were here in Houston, we would feed you on next Sunday. But we just going to give you the food of God. Huh? It'll be one service, Pastor Manny said. One service at 10 a.m. on next Sunday. You are one service at 10 a.m. So remember, God bless you. God keep you. That does conclude our announcements for today. Amen. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Oh, I did want to let you all know we do have a play coming up, The Middle Room. Amen. Hallelujah. If you've seen it before, hallelujah, come see it again. Things are always changing in the middle room. Amen. April the 22nd here in Houston, Texas at the Midtown Arts Center. Amen. So join us for more information. Log on to www.thegoodcomedy.com. Amen. So we just thank God to be able to be a part of that. Amen. To have that. Amen. You want to say something? Okay, amen. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry, we're senior pastor, is Esther Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tony Commandment, which is me, and Minister Lauren Green. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others, amen. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. Amen. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. Amen. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. Amen. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Hallelujah. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. We thank God for every single word that went forth today, every single body that showed up, you know, to be able to receive God's word here. We just want to send blessings out to each and every one. Each and every one, we want to send blessings out. God, give us this mouth to bless, and we're going to use it just for that. If we're not using it to bless, we're going to use it to curse. We thank Minister Learn Green, you know, for his powerful word that went forth today. I know it helped me. I don't know about you, but I know it helped me. And I thank God for sending help. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
yes,
that great shepherd of the sheep,
yes,
through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will,
yes,
working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And the whole church do say amen and amen again.
Amen.
God bless you. May God keep you. Join us here at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, whatever time it is in your time zone. Join us here at 2 p.m. for the word going forth here today at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Remember, Mr. Learn Green, Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you. My Lord, we can never love you more than God loves you. Remember that. Remember, Satan has already been defeated. Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. And do not allow any spirit to strip the word of God out of your mind and out of your heart and out of your mouth. God bless you. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah.
Get that on my great day. But when I get